إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Az-Zumar, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, are those who know the same or equal to those who do not know? قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Are these two equal? Those who know and those who do not know. Are these two equal? This kind of a question is called a rhetorical question. It's a question where the answer is obvious. But the question is asked not because the one asking the question needs to know the answer, but the question is asked because the one who is asking the question wants you to think about the question. For example, if I say, do you know who this is? And I am pointing to Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Azam Sahib Dawand Barkatuh. If I say, do you know who this is? It is not because I don't know who he is, I want to know who he is, or you don't know who he is. It's a rhetorical question. Do you know who this is? Meaning, think about who this is. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when He's asking this question and saying, are those who know and those who do not know, are these two equal? So what do we understand by this? The first thing we understand is that the two are not equal. The one who knows and the one who does not know are not equal. This is the understanding and meaning of this question. But then we have to think about and say, what is the meaning of knowing? जानने के माने क्या है अल्लाह ने सवाल क्या किया है? को जानते हैं जानने वाला और ना जान जो नहीं जानता है वो दोनों एक जैसे नहीं हो सकते क्या हो सकते हैं क्या ये मुमकिन है कि जो जानने वाला है वो और जो ना जाने अनजाना हो ये दोनों एक जैसे हो सकते हैं क्या तो नहीं हो सकते मगर जानने के माने क्या है जानने वाला कौन है हु इज द वन हु नोज वी हैव सेड दैट द वन हु नोज एंड द वन हु डज नॉट नो आर नॉट इक्वल वी एग्री But then we have to ask, who is the one who knows? For example, if you say, the one who is wealthy and the one who is not wealthy are not equal. We accept this. The one who is wealthy and the one who is poor, the one who is not wealthy are not equal. But then you have to define wealth. What is wealth? Who is the wealthy? Who is the one who is wealthy? If you say the wealthy one is the one in whose hand there is money, suppose you make this definition. The wealthiest person is the person in whose hand is the maximum amount of money, the maximum amount of currency notes. If this is the definition of wealth, then the wealthiest man is the teller in the bank, is the clerk in the bank, because the whole day he's counting notes. So nobody in the world has touched so many notes as the counter in the bank. But is he a wealthy man? Is he a wealthy man? So what does it mean? It means that your definition of wealth is wrong. Your definition of wealth is wrong. The multi-billionaire, the trillionaire, who owns the bank probably never touches a currency note in his life. He never even touches one note. But he owns the bank. But the teller in the bank, the one who is counting the notes from morning till night, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, he's counting, note after note after note. If you say his fingers can count, how many notes did he touch in a day? Thousands and millions of notes he would have touched in a day, in a month, in a year, in his life. But at the end of the day, how much money does he have? Is he a wealthy man? So what is the definition of wealth? I am giving you this as an example to illustrate the issue of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu meant in his kitab, where he said the one who knows and the one who does not know are not equal. So what is the definition of knowledge? At a general level, bilkul ek satai umumi satape, the one who knows is the one who said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The one who does not know is the one who does not say this. Basic, fundamental, foundation level. The one who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu at whatever level of recognition. If he simply said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he is better than the one who did not simply say it. Who did not even say it. But then you will say, is it sufficient only to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? Answer is no, it is not sufficient to say. So that means there are levels of knowing. One is to know the words. Just the words. Maybe if you ask him to translate exactly the words, he does not know the actual translation. But he knows the words. A second level of knowledge, of knowing, is he knows the words, he also knows the meaning. Alfaz bhi janta hai, uske logh bhi maane bhi janta hai. A third level of knowing is he knows the words, he knows the meaning of the words, and then there is a deeper level of understanding where he can feel the words in his heart and he can see the meaning in his eyes and he can see his relationship with that meaning. Now these are different levels of knowing. Different levels of knowing. How many of us have heard the words La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Anybody here has never heard? That there is no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can do anything. La nafi wa la dharra illa Allah. We all know the words, we all know the meaning. Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu anhu also knew the words, he also knew the meaning. So at this level, the knowledge of Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu anhu and our knowledge is the same. But Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu anhu was in a qarya, he was in a village, and he saw a man, and the man was trying to hide something, so he got the man, he said, what are you hiding? The man had a small bottle in his hand. And his bottle had some liquids. So Khalid ibn Walid asked him, what is this? He said, this is a poison. He said, it is such a powerful poison that one drop of it, if it is put into something, it will kill 10 people. It's a bottle of poison. He said, this can kill, this takes life. This poison takes life. This poison can kill people. What are we talking about? We are talking about the knowledge of La nafi wa la darra illallah. There is no one who can benefit and no one who can harm illallah, except Allah. Which is another translation of La ilaha illallah. My Shaykh used to translate. Wo kehte the ki La ilaha illallah ke maane nahi hai koi maabood siwai Allah ke. اور اس کے معنی یہ بھی ہے کہ نہیں ہے کوئی حاجت روا سوائے اللہ کے. معبود کے معنی حاجت روا کے ہیں. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and there is no one who can fulfill any need except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Khalid bin Walid said, "Acha." He said, "Oh, this takes life. This can kill. This can kill." He said, "According to me, only Allah can kill. This cannot kill." This man said, "La la la la." He said, "This thing, one drop is enough for 10 people. This is the whole bottle." Khalid bin Walid radhiyallahu anhu pulled out the cap and he drank the whole thing. And he said, "Let it kill. If it has the power to kill, let it kill." That is another level of knowing the meaning of "La nafi wa la darra illallah." لا يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. So what is the meaning of knowledge? Today we have restricted the meaning of knowledge to the collection of information. ہم نے علم کے معنی معلومات کے کر دیے ہیں, محدود کر دیے. عالم وہ جس کو معلومات ہیں, یہ عالم کے معنی نہیں ہوئی, یہ کبھی تھے ہی نہیں, وہ آج کے زمانے میں ہو گئے. ہماری موجودہ دنیا کی بیماری ہے, ماڈرن ایلنس. تعلیم کے معنی اضافہ معلومات. یہ تعلیم کے معنی کبھی بھی نہیں تھے. Education means increase of information. Primary school child has some information, secondary school child has more information, high school child has some more information, the college graduate has some more information. We think this is education. The word ثقافت, جو اردو میں ہم کہتے ہیں ثقافت, ثقافت کس کو بولتے ہیں؟ لکھنے پڑھنے کو. بٹ اف یو ٹیک دا روٹ ورڈ, دی عربک ورڈ مثقف, واٹ از دا میننگ آف مثقف؟ مثقف معنی کیا, لکھنے پڑھنے کیا؟ دا روٹ ورڈ, دا میننگ آف مثقف از واٹ؟ اٹ از ناٹ رائٹنگ, ریڈنگ اینڈ رائٹنگ. اٹ ریفرز ٹو دا کیریکٹر آف اے پرسن. مثقف شخص کون ہے؟ ہو از دا ون ہو از کالڈ مثقف؟ جو کردار کے اعتبار سے, ہر اعتبار سے اعلیٰ ہو, اس کو آپ کہتے ہیں مثقف آدمی. بڑا لکھنا پڑھنا اس کی ایک چیز اس کے اندر ہے, کہ بھائی ایسا نہیں کہ آدمی ان پڑھ ہے, جاہل ہے, لکھنا پڑھنا نہیں آتا ہے. مگر اگر کوئی یہ کہے کہ مثقف وہ ہے جو کہ لکھنا پڑھنا جانتا ہو, تو یہ تو آپ نے اس مثقف کے لفظ کے ساتھ بڑا ظلم آپ نے کیا, اس کو بالکل محدود آپ نے کر کے رکھ دیا. The same thing we have done with the word ilm. We say ilm is, knowledge is information. But knowledge is not information. As I explained here, it is not information. Information is required. I am not saying that you can have knowledge without information. No. Information is required. But it is not sufficient. Not sufficient. In Tahajjud, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Maulana for his beautiful qiraat and for the choice of the Quran which he decided to, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in his heart to recite for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him in keeping with his majesty and grace. But one of the ayat which he recited of Suratul Alaq, small little ayat, which is alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, small ayah. We know the asbab and nuzul of this ayah. It came for Abu Jahl. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Allah said, does he not know that Allah is watching? So if I ask you, do you know this ayah? Say yes, of course. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. So what do you know about this ayat? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, does he not know this ayat came actually for Abu Jahl? Nothing to do with me. ہم سے کیا تعلق ہے؟ وہ ابو جہل کے لیے آئی آئے. اللہ تو اس سے مخاطب ہے, اس سے کہہ رہے ہیں. بھائی جانتا نہیں کہ اللہ اس کو دیکھ رہا ہے. ڈز ہی ناٹ نو دیٹ اللہ از واچنگ. بٹ اف آئی سبمٹ ٹو یو دیٹ دس آیت کیم فار یو اینڈ فار یو دس آیت کیم ایز این آیا آف بشارت, ہاؤ از علم یعلم بان اللہ یرا این آیا آف بشارت. Because when you are in difficulty, when you are in fear, when the khawf of the dunya is in your heart, when you are worried, Allah is saying, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Are kis baat ka pareshan hai? Kyon pareshan? Janta nahi ki Allah dekh raha hai tujhko? Hai? Abu Jahl ke liye ye ayat waid ki thi. آپ کے لیے یہ آیت انشاءاللہ اور مزدار بشارت کی ہے. وہی آیت ہے, وعید بھی ہم لیتے ہیں کیونکہ اللہ کلام ہے, اس کے اسباب و نزول ہے, اس کا انکار نہیں ہے. وی آلسو ٹیک اٹ ایز اے وارننگ بیکاز دس از دا کلام آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. وی نو دی اسباب و نزول آف دی آیا. ان شاء اللہ وی ول ناٹ پٹ آور سیلف ان اے سچویشن ویئر دی وعید ول اپلائی ٹو اس. But I'm saying, inshallah, musta'an, when we are not doing anything which Allah has prohibited, how is this ayah applicable to me when I'm not doing anything wrong? And I'm saying this ayah is applicable to you when you are doing everything right, because this is ayah of bashara for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, why are you afraid? Don't you know Allah is watching? Alimul khabir wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Words. Or is there more in these words? Does it touch something in the heart? If I tell you the word Alaska and I ask you what is the picture in your mind, I just told you the word Alaska. Some of you will say, well, what is Alaska? Some of you will say, yes, I know Alaska. It's a state in the one of the states of the United States. Some of you may have some more knowledge about Alaska, and you will say that Alaska was purchased in 1955 or 1953, I can't remember exactly which date, for $7 million from Russia. Today, if you ask Russia how much will you pay to get back Alaska, Russia will say, I will pay you $7 trillion, give me Alaska. And Alaska was bought in that year for $7 million, and the man who bought Alaska for the United States, the civil servant, he was castigated. He was criticized in the Congress to say, what a foolish decision. Why did you buy this? Because they did not know at that time what is under the ground in Alaska. Alaska alone has more oil reserves than the whole of Saudi Arabia and the whole of Middle East combined. So if I tell you Alaska, some of you will know the name, some of you will know something more about Alaska and so on. But if you tell me Alaska, or when I tell you Alaska, if I could project what is in my mind and heart, what would you see? You would see the aquamarine color of the blue-green water of the inner passage. You would see the waves of the ocean merging into the land. And in the land you would see the greenery, and then you would see the conifers, and then you would see the mountain arising out of that, and on top of the mountain you would see the snow cap and the peak of the glacier, and then you would see the peak of the flow of the ice, the white of the ice, turn into liquid fire because the sun is coming out from the top. If I could project the thoughts in my mind when I say the word Alaska, or I hear the word Alaska, you would see the humpback whale coming out of the water and blow as it starts, as it breathes. You would taste the taste of smoked salmon. You would see the bald eagle sitting on top of a lone tree watching the world go by. You would see the face of the glacier, and then you would hear an explosion, which is not an explosion. It is the sound of ice breaking off the face of the glacier and crashing into the ocean. And then you would see the iceberg float past, a piece of ice which is essentially transparent or white. But I cannot describe the colors that that ice has. And that piece of ice which is flowing past my ship, and I'm standing on my balcony on the 15th floor, is 1 kilometer long. So is there a difference between my understanding of the word Alaska and your understanding of the word Alaska? And what is that difference? How is that difference? That difference is because I have experienced Alaska. When I say the word Alaska, I can feel the cold wind on my face as I stand in the back of the caboose of the Yukon Railway, going through the mountain passes. On the same path that the people who went in the Alaskan gold rush went. And all of this relates to my experience of Alaska. So I say to you that when you hear and when you recite, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها في الليل للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. What is the level of knowledge of this? What is the level of knowledge of this? Are these words of which we know the meaning? Or are these words which create an effect? When you hear Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Quran, are you here? Or are you somewhere else? Are you somewhere else in ghaflat? Or are you somewhere else in ta'alluq? Both are not there. Jo ghafil hai, wo bhi ghayab hai. Aur jiska lag gaya current, wo bhi ghayab hai. Waise usura dekha jaye to bichare to baitha hai, uska wo raha idhar hai na udhar hai. What is the meaning of knowledge? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are not the same. They are not the same. And that is why one of our shuyukh, he said that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was not tortured like Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu. He was not tortured like Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was not shaheed like Sumayya bin Khayyat radiallahu anha, or like Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He did not die shaheed. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was very generous, but in terms of the amount of actual wealth he spent, of course he spent all he had, but he did not have as much as Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu or Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. So if you count the amount of wealth he spent in the path of Allah, it is not equal to that. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his level and his khushu in salah and his recitation, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But if you look at his recitation, the recitation of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, as far as we know, there is no record to say that the malaika came to listen to his recitation as they came to listen to the recitation of Usayd bin Khudayr radiallahu anhu. Yet Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is higher in level than each of these individually and all of them collectively, and all of the Muslims who will come on this earth till the day of judgment, all of them together are not equal to the level of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And Imam Malik radiallahu anhu said that this is not because Abu Bakr as-Siddiq prayed more Qiyam, or he prayed more Nawafil, or he read more Quran, or he said it is because of something that settled in his heart. The position of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is because of that thing which settled in his heart, which was that level of yaqeen. And this does not mean that we should not pray Nawafil or Qiyam, or no. We are saying that all of these are means, all of these are ways, all of these are vehicles to get to the destination, and the destination is Ta'alluq ma'Allah Jalla Jalal. And that is the meaning of knowledge. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalal is saying, the one who knows is not equal to the one who does not know, this is the real meaning of the ayat. Obviously, at every level, whether it is less or more, inshallah, the one who knows is not equal to the one who does not know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and accept our amal, because we are nowhere close to that. But we speak about the great ones so that these become our goals. We at least aim towards that. We try to work towards that. So my submission to my brothers is, please reflect on this and think about this. And before I end, I want to give you an assignment for you to do until the time for Ishaq, and then pray Ishraq, and then inshallah go and do whatever you are doing. And that task is this. This task you have to do in complete silence, total silence. You must not speak to anybody else. And in a state of silence, I want you to go out of here and walk around. Go wherever you like. We are in a very nice place. Lot of signs of nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all around us. I want you to leave this place in complete silence. You must not speak to anybody. If somebody speaks to you, don't speak, don't return his, don't respond. And nobody should speak to you, because you are, everybody is here and you are listening to the to this nasiha. So, karenge bhai, kisi se baat nahi karna. Go out, walk around, and listen with your heart, and see with your heart, not with your eyes. Don't listen with your ears, heart. Look at the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask yourself, what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is telling me? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling me? When you look at those flowers, what is Allah telling you? When you look at the tree, what is Allah saying to you? Not your brain. I'm not telling you to think about the tree and what does it represent in dunya and it has got roots and it has... No. Not your thought. Leave your thought aside. Heart. If you have done this before, you will enjoy it. If you have not done this before, you will be completely confused. Alhamdulillah for both. Ala kulli hal. As I told you, the purpose of this program is to put questions in your mind. Ehsaas to ho ke kuch karna hai, uske baad hi to kaam hoga. Until you feel that there is a need, you will never have a need. The pyaas lagana kaam hai, pani pilana kaam nahi hai. Pyaas lag gayi to kahin na kahin se pani tak pahunch jayega. The work is to make you feel thirsty, not to give you water. You find your own water. If you are thirsty enough, you will find the water, you will dig a well. But today we are in a state, kuwa khod lega pani ke liye, khud bhi piyega, dusre ko pilayega. Today our problem is, humko pyaas hi nahi lagti. Pyaas lage tishna ki ho tab na. We are not thirsty at all, then that's the problem. So the idea is to make us, you and me, make us thirsty. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته